Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my fellow friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch, and we're bringing you some of the daily digits, the uniform history of June 4th. And we got just a couple really good glimpses of sports history and team sports by the uniform numbers of this day of June 4th. And June 4th, 1899, the Boston Beaneaters pitcher John Clarkson became the first Major League Baseball player to throw an immaculate inning. That is when he struck out three Philadelphia Quakers batters on just nine pitches. Can you imagine that, going into an inning, throwing nine pitches, and all of them are strikes and three Ks sitting the side down? Well, that's what happened with John Clarkson in that game back in the end of the 19th century on this day, June 4th. Now, June 4th, 1951, Pittsburgh Pirates lefty outfielder number 18, Gus Bell, well, he hit for the cycle to help the Buccos knock off the cross-state rivals Phillies 12-4. We take a glimpse back at the newspaper that day, a newspaper called the Daily Notes out of Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, which happened on June 5th of 1955. And it says that the Pittsburgh Pirates, considered as batting practice by the Philadelphia Phillies, tore a leaf from their opponent's notebook yesterday by pounding out 17 hits for that 12-4 victory, which snapped an 8-game losing streak. Gus Bell paced the rejuvenated Pirate hitting attack as he hit for the cycle. The right fielder pounded his fifth homer in the fifth off of Milo Candini, one of four Philly hurlers who saw action. And Wally Westlake notched his 14th homer in the third. And that was the Pirates' victory on that day over the Phillies. June 4th, 1958, history was made as the San Francisco Giants, Hank Sauer, number 6 on his uniform, and Bob Schmidt, who wore number 27, are the first in National League history to hit consecutive pinch hit home runs in a 10-9 victory over the Milwaukee Braves on that day. So can you imagine that? You have the skipper of the San Francisco Giants saying, hey, we're down a little bit. Why don't you go in and hit for so-and-so? And this guy goes and hits a homer. And now he calls for another guy to come off the bench. And, okay, why don't you go in and hit for this other guy? And he hits a homer. That had to be a truly astounding thing, not only for the manager who picked that, he probably looked like a genius that day, but also for the fans and the players themselves, just watching this great bit of baseball history, having those pinch hitters hit those brilliant sights, hit home runs. And we'd like to thank the brilliant sites of OnThisDay.com, the Sports Reference family of websites, especially BaseballReference.com and StatHead.com, for helping us with all these great stats. And, of course, Newspapers.com, getting some of these brilliant old newspaper clips from the journalists of the day talking about the events as they were happening. We have a great banner photo of John Clarkson, a baseball player for the World Champions Series, on our spot today on the Sports Jersey Dispatch on jerseydispatch.com for this June 4th entry. So make sure you check that out and join us each and every day as we tie just a little bit more to the uniform history of all of the four major sports of North America into the uniform numbers and talk about these historic players and events that they did. So hope you join us each and every day. And until then, have a great sports history day. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network. your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.